The Final Warning by James Patterson. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Catching bird freaks. Hazardous duty at best. Chapter 1. Windsor State Forest, Massachusetts. The soldier's armor made an odd hissing noise, but besides the slight sound of metal plates sliding smoothly, flawlessly over one another, the troop was unnaturally quiet as it moved through the woods, getting closer to the prey. The faintest of beeps caused the team leader to glance down at his wrist screen. Large red letters scrolled across it. Attack in 12 seconds. 11. 10. The team leader tapped a button, and the screen's image changed. A tall, thin girl with dirt smears on her face and a tangle of brown hair, glaring out at him. Target 1 was superimposed on her face. 9. 8. His wrist screen beeped again, and the image changed to that of a dark-haired, dark-eyed, scowling boy, Target 2. And so on, the image changing every half-second, ending finally with a portrait of a small, scruffy black dog looking at the camera in surprise. The team leader didn't understand why Target 7 was an animal. He didn't need to understand. All he